Chicago show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley show. It's the Skinny and Hooley show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, how are you? Good to be back.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Anyway. Yeah,
where are you, in Georgia right now?
Yes, we're in Valdosta,
Georgia. It's lovely there this time of year.
It is.
Hey, you're listening to Skinny
Actually,
and Hooley
nice
Show.
Town.
We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV 1450 on your AM dial. We're Chicago's ethnic voice. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooley.com. And Skinny, the doctor, has just entered the room. Dr. Ronnie Marasso, so say hello to him.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
He's talking to you, Ronnie. So what's going on? You're driving back, huh?
Yeah, we're on our way back from Florida. We had a great time down there. And
I'll bet.
Played golf a couple times with Jack Wright, my brother Mike, and a couple other guys, Joe Waddell. We had a real nice time. And my son-in-law, Kevin Carey, played with us. Great time. Great time was had by all. And
good.
Time to head back. But it was great that my grandson came down there. I never knew a grandson could be, a grandchild could be that great. But it was a lot of fun, Hooley. A lot of fun. You know.
I know. Sure. Yeah. I love Florida. Now, you got a big event Monday night?
Monday night at Carnival, Special Olympics event. Tickets are $100, and all the money goes to the programs in the city of Chicago. So everyone's invited. Carnival Restaurant downtown. They can go to sochicago.org, sochicago.org, to get any information.
And you're honoring Mike Kelly from the Park District and Mitch Rosen from the Score.
Exactly.
So you know, the Score just picked up the Bulls. They got the,
yeah.
They got
the, we were talking about. They were talking to Mitch Rosen today when the deal got cut.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Good for him. That's quite a coup for him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy and he works very hard. So it's all good, Hooley. It's all good. They, Mike Kelly and Mitch Rosen have been great supporters of Special Olympics Chicago. So we're real happy to be honoring them this year.
Oh, I'm looking
and
forward
you know,
to it.
Yeah, last year we honored Chris Kennedy. The year before, Ann Burke. And the Burks and the Kennedys started a Special Olympics. It's our 50th anniversary, Hooley.
Oh, yeah, it's
July,
Special Olympics 50th anniversary. So
yeah,
where is Carnival?
Harvey?
Where is Carnival? No, it ain't in Bridgeport.
No, it's right on top of the Kennedy Expressway at Fulton. Fulton.
Oh,
right,
it's on
300
Fulton.
North.
Oh, okay, there you go.
It's a real it's a real big place, and it's...
Oh, I've been there. I just can't remember where it was. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I'll be there Monday night. Also, Saturday night is the St. Patrick's Day Parade fundraiser, the Southside Irish Parade. Yeah.
They're going to do it early this year, the kickoff for the parade,
yeah,
Southside Parade, which is just a tremendous parade.
And that fundraiser is a lot of fun. It's at Bourbon Street, Saturday night.
And all the characters will be there, Holy.
You bet they will.
All the Southside characters, except... What we're real proud of is the Southside Irish have honored Special Olympics, and we're the Grand Marshal, and we were the Grand Marshal along with John. So it's.
And I just remembered they were also honoring Marty McGarry, who just passed last week.
Yeah, Marty McGarry, and it's just you know we prayed for Marty McGarry every week on the show.
Oh, I gotta tell you, Skinny, I went to his wake on Sunday. And it was like Elvis died. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people lined up outside St. Barnabas. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah,
he touched everybody. Gave him a great send off. Yeah. Saw Black Dave Cahill. Saw a lot of people, you know, in the line there, but Black Dave Cahill and his son George were there. I was talking to them. And
yeah.
It was a sad occasion.
Marty was a special person. Holy, it is an honor for me and you to know him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's just a great guy. Great Irishman.
Yeah.
And a great.
From Belmullet, County Mayo. God rest his soul.
Yeah, he helped everybody. He's a great guy. So he's going to be really, really missed. But the Southside Parade is still going to pay tribute to him.
Skinny, where are you staying tonight? Are you in the car now, or are you in a hotel, or what's the deal?
We were staying in a Comfort Inn.
Oh, okay.
We had to go to a couple other places. We couldn't find a place.
Oh, you're like Joseph and Mary. You got turned away at the inn, huh?
Yeah, and my wife Mary was like, "This is another one of your great ideas. Stop in this town.
Yeah. Let's stop here in Podunk, in Georgia."
Right.
Yeah.
But if you want to suffer, Huli, you try to ride in a car with me for 22 hours,
I don't even want to imagine that.
She is a saint. Yeah. Mary Beth is a saint. So she's like your wife, Huli.
Yeah, my wife is a saint.
Two Marys.
Yeah, my poor wife, I married the hell out of her. okay, so, but you'll
What's
be here.
What's going on? Anything new there?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. You'll be here next week. For the show.
Yes, I'll be back next week.
We have
the
Queen and her court, St. Patrick's Day, Mary Kate Mannion,
Tom
Mannion's
daughter.
And all the, we're going to have them all here next week. So, everybody out there, that'd be a good time to come by Lizzie McNeil's, because you see all these gorgeous girls. Gorgeous Irish girls.
The Queen and the court are coming to the party Monday night, too.
Oh, are they really? Yeah.
Yeah, invited. So they're going to come there. So, it's going to be real nice, and Jim Coyne is going to have them there, our old buddy Jim Coyne. So
yes,
it should be good.
We got your old buddy Mike Courtney here tonight with his band over the side.
Say hello to Mike. He's
right. Bad. He's sitting right there. Hello, Mike.
What's happening, Skin? Skinny, how are you?
Yeah, he's the best.
Okay. What, did you walk out of the room there for a minute?
How are you, Skin?
Okay.
It's a busy place at Lizzie McNeil's, isn't it?
Oh, it is tonight, I can tell you.
Down for the show, yeah.
Okay. We're going to let you go. We're going to let you go. We hope. Dr. Ronnie Amoroso says hello.
Tell him to make sure he sells some tickets for me Monday night.
Did you hear that, Ronnie? Yeah, he's hiding now under a bench. Okay,
right,
Skin.
You better be there.
Safe travels.
Right,
we'll see you Monday night, pal.
Hello, everybody.
All right, God bless. Give our best to Mary Beth.
God bless.
Okay, you're listening to the Skinny and Huli Show, and we're very honored tonight to have some old friends on the show. Mike Courtney and Joe Pacelli and John Lawman Quinn from the band Over the Side. You guys have been here before.
Yes, we have, Mike. Thanks for having us back.
It was our pleasure. Now, you got a big concert coming up. Was it the middle of February 24th?
Feb 24th.
Barney Callahan's?
The third annual Whiskey Jam at Barney Callahan's, formerly a.k.a. Keegan's, that actually, man to my right, Joe Pacelli. Him and I started, 3 years ago, Joe?
Yeah. Started kind of as a ramshackle thing with a handful of drunks on stage, and it's grown every year, and it's something pretty impressive. We hope to get even bigger and better this year and in the years to come, for sure.
Good for you guys. You started something. Now, when you were here before, were you here, John, last time?
I don't think so.
Okay, but I do remember Joe was here. How did you guys hook up as a band?
Oh, the
pickup
origin?
Band?
I'll try to run it down as quickly as we can, least amount of bullet points. Joe and I started jamming way long time ago.
Mike also owns the Twisted Shamrock. Where's that at, Mike?
It'd be located in Midway, USA. Yes.
Yeah, right by
Corner
Midway.
65th, formerly Vaughn's Pub, yeah.
Oh, Vaughn's. You know our old pal Eamon Vaughn is a good friend. Was that the family, the Vaughn family?
It was the family, yeah. This was run by another brother named Danny, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They own a ton of pubs, the Vaughn Hospitality.
Yeah, successful guys, and they run great joints, too.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
First-class guys.
They're sponsors of my film festival
They run good bars. I know that much.
So you got the old Vaughns. You probably got all the old customers.
Yeah, the old mold, too, yeah. We're going on 10 years there, though.
Oh, that's terrific.
So it's kind of transformed out of not as many Irish in there, but more of a neighborhood place, and we service Midway.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a great crowd, close, and it does well.
Do you guys play there too, Twisted Shamrock?
We do, not as much as we used to, yeah. Right, Joe?
Yeah, that's that was where we kind of the started formation it. Of it, I guess. You know, I was tending bar younger, and we started banging on guitars and getting drunk on Sundays, and
nothing
one
wrong
thing
with
led
that.
To another, and we started buying speakers and cables and more guitars, and it sort of you know got bigger and better as we moved on. And I mean, geez, it's got to be what, Mickey, 5 years now, six longer,
no.
7 years maybe.
No, I actually found a thing that I've got to get off of an eight track, a four track. The first time we played this one song that we play a lot, which is a cover, and you were 21. So what 20, are you now?
7 years. I'll be seven or 8 years. Years almost. I'll be 29 in June. So
anyway,
it's been a long time that we've been playing together. It's been
That's
a long
great.
Time I've been getting drunk in the Shamrock.
Well,
too.
It's been a long time when you're only 28, 29.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then, it's a quarter of your life, practically.
John has been.
John the lawman.
Yeah. He's been an awesome addition. More as a friend, and musically, he's. Off the charts for I think about 3 years. I think it's past that point.
I put out a bowl of water and he came up and started laughing and he's been with us ever since.
Well, it worked. He's still here.
He's definitely our Babe Ruth though for our band Over the Side. And then the other thing was the band they've started in the last year and a half, which is South City Revival, right, Joe?
South City Revival.
Yes, and that kind of began out of mine and John's relationship, getting together and starting to play music together and becoming friends. And then he had some songs that he'd written and I had some songs that I'd written. And Over the Side was more of a cover outfit. And we sort of put our heads together and one thing led to another. We hooked up with a drummer that knew a bass player and we found a guy who played the pedal steel and the guitar and the mandolin. And we started crystallizing, you know,
like a pickup band.
Yeah. And a year and a half later, here we are. We released a record. And
oh, did you?
Playing.
What's the name of the record?
It's a self-titled EP, so South City Revival.
Where do you get that?
You can get that on any of the streamers, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and then
iTunes.
You can come to Lizzie McNeil's right now and get one from Mike Fitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mike Fitz is here. He happens to have a bag full of them.
Yeah,
John Quinn finally talks.
Well, why don't we start off? Let's hear some of your tunes, guys. We start with Over the Side.
Well, you know, yeah.
What do you want to do, Mike?
I think we're going to do South City. I'll tell you why. Because as much as in near and dear as Over the Side is to us, and we're a country Americana cover outfit, the last, like, even year, I've been pushing as much as I can for these guys. You know,
good for
they're
you.
Young guys, and it's something.
They're the future.
They are the future.
Yeah.
But I'm excited as hell. I go out to see them all the time. I'm their biggest fan. I'm their biggest manager. You know, we got to bend a few arms to get them into some place. We do. They're doing outstanding, opening up for national acts and stuff. But,
cool.
You'll get a dose of it tonight.
All right. So, Joe, we're gonna start with the South City Revival.
Yeah, time. Yeah. We'll do. It's the first song off the record, and pivoting from what you and Skinny were talking about. The Southside Irish Parade would sing a song Quinter here wrote called Lazarus of Beverly.
Oh, cool. Lazarus of Beverly. That sounds great. Okay, here they are. South City Revival.
Lazarus of Beverly. He was the finest friend to me. We ran around and we ran this town. Lazarus of Beverly. Lazarus of Beverly. He told us all the things he'd seen. We found a light in the endless seas. Lazarus of Beverly. He said he'd seen a light. Well, he felt the hand of God. He said he felt just fine. At least until we woke him up. Lazarus of Beverly. Every saint is a broken man, Lazarus of Beverly. Come We loved him so we let him be. Come again, a different man, Lazarus of Beverly. Come again, a different man, Lazarus of Beverly.
Was terrific.
Thank you.
Lazarus of Beverly. You don't know a guy named Jimmy Goff by any chance, do you, who I knew on the South Side? That's what it sounds like. It's his story.
I think
did you know Jimmy?
A lot of people.
No.
Oh, man. He was like a guy who, you know, he worked for Skip Carey. He worked at the New Evergreen. And then for years and years and years, he'd be down in the basement. And he would be a bartender, smoking and drinking all day long, all night long. He went, we used to say he had the DNA of a New York City cockroach. He would not die. Jimmy, James T. Goff. We even use him in a routine when we do on the obituaries every week. But he hung out in Wrongs, where Wrongs is on Western Avenue.
Yeah, absolutely.
God's Waiting Room, Mike.
Yeah, God's Waiting Room. And also Hearts. He was a regular at Hearts. And what a character. But that's basically that kind of a guy, right? Lazarus of Beverly?
Yeah, there might be a few down there.
I'm sure there are.
The genetics or whatever.
Yeah. They're survivors.
Oh, certainly, yeah. Certainly.
Now, you got a great voice, Joe. You sound a little bit like Tom Waits.
Ooh, thank you.
You ever heard that before?
I've been told that a couple times, yeah. A very nice compliment. A
few cigarettes smoked in your day?
Yeah, a handful. I recently quit. So
good for you.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a struggle. But
you've done enough damage to your vocal cords that you won't lose
enough,
your voice.
Just enough texturing, you know what I mean? Yeah. About enough character from the habit.
Absolutely. You know, we're listening to Second City Revival, South City Revival. You guys are terrific. That's the first song on the album?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Dynamite.
And oddly enough, it's the only song that isn't about a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the only thing that kept us from calling the album Songs About Girls. Yeah. I don't know.
These are all original tunes that you guys wrote?
Yes, yes.
Good for you. You're writing your own stuff and everything.
Yeah, we wrote them, got together, and it's definitely a group effort with the other guys in the band. You know, guy brings an idea to the table, and it sort of takes life. And then,
who are those other three guys, Joe?
The other guys in the band, Jose Pino Perez is our drummer. Mike Fitzgerald, you heard him mention earlier. He's here with us tonight at Lizzie's. He's our bass player. And then another Irishman from our neck of the woods, Brendan Linane, plays pedal steel, mandolin, low guitar.
County Oak Lawn. Yeah, County Oak Lawn.
Yeah.
Are you guys all Southsiders?
Oh, yeah. We all live. Fitz is the furthest west in Chicago Ridge, and as you crawl down 103rd Street, you hit Quinta recently moved to Bridgeport. Me and my brother bought a house in Beverly.
Hey, Ronnie Morasso is the mayor of Bridgeport. You should.
All right.
Meet. Yeah. Nice. Well, that was terrific. Now, how about another one? I mean,
sure. Let's do it, man.
Let's do.
And now you got a gig coming up. I want to tell everybody you're playing the Elbow Room, right?
Yeah, February 10th with a couple other good acts, Motel Breakfast and Ethan Kinsella. It's a little bit of a Southside
Motel Breakfast. That's a great name for a band.
Mount Greenwood, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
They're from Mount Greenwood. They are college guys or college students. Currently, they go to school up in Wisconsin, and they played with us on a bill at the Beverly Arts Center.
I thought you were
going
to say they're college kids. They go to Moraine Valley.
That would be me for about 14 months and a few years back.
Okay. And there's another gig at Bourbon Street, right?
Yeah, we got recently got called in a last-minute ad to their Fat Tuesday, sort of Mardi Gras party
that's
there.
Oh, February 13th. Is it February 13th? Valentine's Day is Ash Wednesday.
Yeah. Certainly.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. That'll be a lot of fun, I'd imagine. Be feeling a little rough at work that Wednesday.
Have you played Bourbon Street before?
We have, with Over the Side and with South City a handful of times, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's always a good time. And I would imagine being called Bourbon Street, that'd be a good time.
Sure.
Fat Tuesday.
It's a great, oh, on Fat Tuesday, we're going nuts.
Yeah, I would hope so.
And Bourbon Street has kind of a New Orleans feel. That's the whole
angle. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, good luck with that. All right, so what are you going to do now?
Let's do, we're going to do a song called All Right. And it's about talking to pretty girls in bars. Yeah. Key of D, Mickey. Yeah. I just, here she was, standing there with her pretty pink lips and that neon light in her hair. What's your name, baby? Where are you from? Well, looking like you, it's a sin you're sitting here all alone. Chance, mama, look at me. Mind if I sit down? If I can, I'd like to buy you a drink. We can dance if you want. We can sit tall. You was my girl. We can do anything that you want. Yeah, that's all right.
It's all
right.
It's all right,
baby.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Oh, my goodness. Me, oh, my. Hey, you're walking around here like a lit stick of dynamite. Oh, the cat pajamas and the dogs bow wow. You don't already, you ought to know now. I could go on loving this all night if you want, if you like, it, be fine, it be nice, it be alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright, baby.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's alright.
She said you good looking boy, but you wasting your breath in my time. You gonna shut your mouth and take me home.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
That was terrific.
It was all right.
Yeah. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, what's the name of the CD? I want to get that.
Self-titled. South City Revival.
I think you're going to have one today, Mike.
South City Revival by South City Revival.
South City Revival.
Yeah.
Text-free,
remember that name because they're awesome.
It was our maiden voyage right there.
Oh, with that tune?
With that record, those five songs.
Oh, good for you, yeah.
Recorded here with a fellow named Mike Hagler, who worked with a lot of Chicago outfits.
So it's got only five songs on it? Is that still an EP?
Considered an EP and then work on, I guess. It was initially going to be a demo, and then we spent a little too much money on it.
Where'd you record it?
King Size Sound Labs is the name of the studios. A gentleman named Mike Hagler. He worked on, there's a record label based here in Chicago called Bloodshot that does a lot of Americana and alternative country and things like that. He produced and engineered some records for them and worked on a couple Wilco records.
And you're getting a lot of gigs opening for big acts and stuff? What's going on with that?
Yeah, we opened as a result of over the side and the two things being linked, we've had the good fortune of having a nice relationship with the people at Joe's on Weed and the Bub Cities. So we've had some interesting encounters there, and we called in. We opened up for a band called 1,000 Horses. With Over the Side, we opened up for another outfit called Shane Smith and the Saints, and another group called Little Texas. Sure, they had a couple big hits in the late 90s. Uh-huh. So we've been across the board, but scratching and clawing for every minute we can get
sound.
On stage.
You sound great, Joe.
They're doing a lot of road stuff this next few months, right, guys?
John? Yeah, we were Quinter.
We just went to Iowa City, which was cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think the plan is to kind of like work on some peripheral markets, you know, kind of get Madison, Milwaukee, Iowa City, St. Louis, and then kind of, you know, build some bases there.
Good for you. You got a great sound. We're listening to John Quinn, Joe Pacelli, and Mike Courtney. I was watching Mike playing that harmonica. I thought that vein in the top of his head was going to explode when he was rocking out with you guys. It was great. That's good. You keep him working.
Oh, yeah.
You know what the boys do, and which is nice. You know, as much as we've got like planned for this year, with Over the Side, which, you know, will most places will take us any time because of the stuff we've done over the last 3 years. Yeah. You know. The target for these guys is move it that forward. It'd be nothing better than have that band came out of Chicago on the air, which is probably not going to happen with Over the Side, but Over the Side fits my bill and, you know, satisfies me. You know.
Still great.
Well, they have an age limit too, and I got kind of mixed up. But anyway,
Over the Side definitely keeps a few dollars in your pocket and a few beers in your stomach. You know,
and what else do you need?
And a lot of laughs too.
Certainly.
We got to take a break. But you're going to stick around and play some more music for us later, okay?
To. Yes, sir.
You're listening to the Skinny and Hooli Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooli.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show, having a blast here with the guys from Over the Side Band, as well as South City Revival, and listening to their new sound. That's pretty cool. Skinny is in Florida, but he'll be back next week. I want to remind everybody, tonight at Bourbon Street is the Southside Irish Parade fundraiser. You've got to check that out from 6 to 11. Tickets are $35 at the door. You get dinner, buffet, beer, wine, live music, and the Southside Irish Queen Contest. And you'll see everybody you ever met from the Southside for the last 50 years. It's just a great night, and it's a great benefit for the parade and everything. So I hope to see you there. Now, I want to ask my old pal Billy if he would please give me a hand with this door. Push it, 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 push it. Michelle Obama finally reveals what Melania Trump gifted her at the inauguration.
Who cares?
Khloe Kardashian mourns the passing of her dog in a heartfelt post.
I'm devastated.
Who cares?
Tom Hardy gets a Leo Knows All tattoo on his bicep after losing a bet to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who cares?
Quincy Jones says he has 22 girlfriends and they all know each other.
Who cares?
Wendy Williams slams Kim Kardashian's racy Instagram pics. You're desperately trying to stay in the spotlight.
Who cares?
Scott Baio denies he molested Charles in Charge co-star Nicole Eggert when she was 14.
Who cares?
Amy Dugar says she wants to adopt the tortured Turpin children.
Who cares?
Dane Cook, 45, gushes over 19-year-old girlfriend Kelsey Taylor.
Who cares?
And finally, comedy nominees who lost at the Grammys cuddled puppies as a consolation prize.
Who cares?
Close it up. I had to wait to laugh till the end. Wait, Billy, give me a hand. I got that latch at the chop. Let me reach up there and get that latch. I get it. I got it. Thank you. Thanks, pal. You know what? Whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look in the window of Hearts or Wrongs or Ken's and any of those old great saloons. I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy go off through the mist. And he says to me, hey, Wooly, who died? And that's for you guys. That's because Jimmy Goff, every time I'd be on the South Side, it would be for a wake or a funeral. And he would invariably say, hey, Wooly, who died? What are you doing here? Anyway, Jimmy Ann Gallagher died, 71, from Schiller Park, but a native of Dromoulton, County Kerry, Ireland. She's a loving wife of Anthony Gallagher, a beloved mother of Angela, Michael, and Teresa. God rest her soul, Anne Gallagher. Also, Jeannie Brennan, beloved daughter of the late Jane and Thomas Brennan. She's a longtime member of the Francis O'Neill Club over at the Irish American Heritage Center, a longtime member and past president of the AMVET Auxiliary Post 13. She was employed for 33 years at GTE Sylvania Electric. In lieu of flowers, donations to Misericordia in the name of Michael Brennan, patient 1504, would be appreciated. God rest her soul, Jeannie Brennan. Also, Michael Wallace, a native of County Limerick, Ireland, beloved, devoted husband of Ellen, and the loving father of Michael, Catherine, John, Frank, Tim, and Mary. God rest his soul, Mike Wallace. Philomena Glynn, native of Rode, County Offaly, Ireland, beloved wife of the late Thomas, Chicago Police Department, loving mother of Thomas, retired sergeant, Chicago Police Department, and the late Philomena Maureen, another Chicago Police Department, Sean, Patrick, Anne Marie, and Brendan, God rest her soul, Philomena Glenn, and Robert Chambers, 63. He went to St. Patrick's High School. He's related somehow to my pal, John Chambers. I don't know how, because I saw his thing on Facebook, and then I looked up the obit, and I went, I don't think John Chambers is related to this guy. Anyway, God rest his soul. He was survived by his wife and best friend, Ellen Chambers, to whom he was married for 22 years, and just a great obit. Speaking of obits, I got to tell you, I went to Marty McGarry's wake on Sunday, and it was like Elvis's wake. I mean, there were so many people. It was unbelievable. And what a great send-off, and what a great tribute to Marty. God rest his lovely soul. He's just a terrific guy. So I guess we can close up the crypt, Billy. Now, before we take another break, I wanted to get to something that kind of ticks me off. I saw this. This might be a new segment that we should do. But I get annoyed lately by a lot of this stuff, and I think our culture is going down the tube. Anyway, during a debate Tuesday over the Cleveland Indians' recent decision to drop their Chief Wahoo logo, ESPN host Max Kellerman argued that the Notre Dame Fighting Irish mascot is offensive as well. Kellerman said he's personally thanked every time he visits a reservation for his public opposition to Native American mascots in sports. I'm sure Max Kellerman gets to a lot of Indian reservations. When I go to Indian reservations around the country to call fights, I'm approached. I've received feathers and honors and letters saying thank you for your stance. What a... Anyway... there's a little more. Do I believe that a representative survey of the way Native Americans are... enough with that. Let's get to the Notre Dame thing. He said, athletic teams are known as the Fighting Irish. Many Irish Americans are not offended, but many are. And should that also change? The answer is yes. Unequivocally, yes, Kellerman said, as his guest Will Cain groaned and facepalmed. Pernicious negative stereotypes of marginalized people that offered even some among them should be changed. It's not that hard, Kellerman concluded. Well, I have a suggestion for Max Kellerman, and you know what that is. So I won't even say it on the air. So anyway, the Fighting Irish, let's get rid of that too. The world is insane, boys. I'll tell you that, and it gets more crazy every day. But we need to take another break, and then we're going to come back to listen to some more music. And we'll be right back after these messages on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best executive offices, virtual business offices,
personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Hey, that's our pal, Brendan O'Brien. Speaking of Riley's Daughter, Skinny and I will be there March 7th, Wednesday, March 7th. We'll be doing the Skinny and Hooley Show there. Also, on March 5th, I'm putting together a fundraiser for Jeannie Ives, the next governor of the state of Illinois. Irish for Ives. We're going to have the Great Whiskey Project playing. It's going to be a gangbuster of a Hooley. So come on by for that as well. Jeannie Ives is the only pro-life candidate in the race. And she's the next governor, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so also I don't want to forget, you know, Lent is coming up. So the Irish American Heritage Center has their fish fries every Friday night starting February 16th, 2 days after Ash Wednesday. And we have Makeham and Clancy in concert coming up Saturday, February 11th at the Heritage Center. Kevin Burke in concert, the great Irish fiddler. Friday, February 16th. He also has a fiddle workshop right beforehand. Go to the Irish American Heritage Center site for that. Also, Saturday, February 24th, Runa in concert, direct from Ireland. Saturday, February 24th at the IAHC. And that's all for now. So we're so glad to have these. We're having a blast with you guys. The Overside Band, Over the Side Band, we got John, the Lawman, Quinn, Joe Pacelli, Mike Courtney, and they have a new enterprise, Southside Revival.
City Revival.
Really. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
It's not like I don't think about the Southside all the time. But you guys have some gigs coming up. You got the Elbow Room, and you got Bourbon Street, and then, of course, you're going to be at Barney Callahan's on the 24th for the, what's the name of that event?
The third annual Whiskey Jam for Barney Callahan's, which Mary and Bernard have been opening their arms
my
hugely.
Pals. Please tell them I said hello.
Awesome people.
And right, you John? Had some other shout-outs you needed to do.
Oh, there's a lot. You know, Mike, but close to home, you know, Mike Fitz, Billy Guidy.
Another couple of good friends of mine. Yeah.
Great guys.
Carmel guys, I might add.
Yeah, I cut him a little slack. Well, I've got a Carmel guy there and a Fenwick guy next
all
to
right.
me, Mike.
Okay.
So yeah, and Leo here. So
all right.
Big shout out to Mike and Fitz. I mean, to Billy and Fitz. They're, between them, Bernie, Mary, also Shane Lawler, and actually Brendan O'Brien. I mean,
oh, yeah, Brendan's
at Riley's.
Yes.
I mean, these people over the last since Joe and I started and John come in 3 years ago, huge, huge strides as far as helping out young bands, supplying good talent. There's a real resurgence of excellent talent, whether it be original or cover or young or old on the South Side, that has not been around in a long time. And I hear that coming from guys who I played who were older than me saying, I wish this was around 25 years ago.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't around when I was kids,
Mike.
Yeah.
Extremely lucky.
So what are you guys going to do? What do you got up your sleeve?
Try a South City song
here. All right, we're going to do the single off that record we were talking about earlier, a song about a pretty girl named Caroline.
All right, South City Revival.
I still think about you. I still think about you, Caroline. Soaked down to my shoes, and it was all right. No place I'd rather been holding on to you, getting soaking wet. Well, it's been a while since I seen you, and I bet you, darling, that you're still so beautiful. You, Caroline. Just the other night, right as I fell asleep, you were standing there looking pretty in my dream. We were riding in my car, sitting all alone on them long and fiery nights. You and me, we weren't ever gone. No, no, no. Well, it's been a while since I seen you, and I bet, darling, that you're still so beautiful. And I heard you're doing fine. I still think about you, still think about you, Caroline. If I get the nerve, just might give you a call. I bet we sit and talk all night, like no time had passed at all. You still love to dance, I still love to sing. Caroline, you're so dang beautiful.
South City Revival.
Thank you.
That's Joe Pacelli and John Quinn and Mike Courtney. You guys are dynamite. Dynamite. What a great sound, I got to tell you.
Well,
get
you,
that
sir.
Get that CD, folks. You buy it online? Or what?
Yeah, you're going to get an autograph one tonight, Mike. You.
Oh, good.
Well, you can check out anywhere anybody listening wants to find us, at South City Rev on Twitter and Facebook. You can search us there. The website, southcityrevival.com. You get our music there. You get it on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play.
Very good. He knows his stuff.
Yes, sir.
Well, before we go to the break, let me tell you guys a little story. A farmer went to a livestock dealer and he buys an anvil, a bucket, two chickens, and a goose. The farmer looks at his purchases and says, "Darn, I walked here. How am I going to carry all this home?" The livestock dealer said, "Why don't you put the anvil in the bucket, carry the bucket in one hand, put a chicken under each arm, and carry the goose in your other hand?" "He thanks," the farmer said, and off he went. While walking home, he met a little old lady who told him she was lost. She asked me, "Can you tell me how to get to 1515 Mockingbird Lane?" The farmer said, "Well, as a matter of fact, I have just down the road. I live just down the road from there. Let's take my shortcut. Go down this alley. We'll be there in no time." The little old lady said, "I am a lonely old widow without a husband to defend me. How do I know that when we get in the alley, you won't hold me up against the wall, pull up my skirt, and ravish me?" The farmer says, "Holy smokes, lady. I'm carrying a bucket, an anvil, two chickens, and a goose. How in the world could I possibly hold you up against the wall and do that?" She said, "Set the goose down, cover him up with the bucket, put the anvil on top of the bucket, and I'll hold the chickens." Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages with a little bit more music from our pals at South City Revival, so stick around.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, "Your rubbish is our bread and butter." So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
And ain't that the truth? And our old pal Dolores Connolly runs Concern Worldwide here in Chicago. So throw them some dough. Hey, I want to thank my old pal Peter McDermott over the Irish Echo. He put my photo in this week's issue of the Irish Echo with my old friend Patrick Fitzmorris, who you've heard on the show many times. He's the Chicago Fire Department paramedic chief, and we were out in New York in November for the First Responders Awards, and Pat was awarded the First Responder Award. So just an honor to be with him and to be in the Irish Echo, a great publication. So check it out if you're in New York. Okay, so we're going to do one more tune with our guys from South City Revival. Don't forget, they're at the Elbow Room. They're at Bourbon Street. They're at Barney Callahan's the 24th of February. They're everywhere.
Yeah, Cork and Carry. Mike and Billy just started every other Thursday. I think Billy branded Fender Bender. So what we do is it's a dual acoustic thing. First night was
Ronnie
John
and Marasso leaving the house.
Bridgeport leaving.
Bridgeport, the mayor of Bridgeport. Yeah. See you, Ronnie. Thanks, pal. God bless.
John and I did the first one. Two of us, it'll be a mixed lineup, and we'll get this thing started. But it's kind of just about neighborhood getting back in local people. So
we will love it. So check it out, Cork and Carry. Okay, what are you going to take us out with, boys?
This is a song we've been playing since I started playing the guitar. It's a song by Miss Jody Messina called Heads Carolina. People love it on the South Side. Quinter? Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Lead is a one-horse town like two rivers without a cause. I got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in the morning? We can pack her tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Well, it's Carolina, it's California, somewhere green, somewhere warmer up in the mountain, down by the ocean, where it don't matter,
just as long as I'm going
somewhere together.
Well, I've got you quoted.
I'm a head's Carolina
and tails California. We can load what we own in the back of that U-Haul van. A couple modern-day Moses searching for the promised land. We're gonna go 400 miles before we stop for gas. And we'll drive for the day, and we'll take a look at the map. Yeah.
It's Carolina, it's California, somewhere green. Somewhere warmer up in the mountains, down by the ocean where it don't matter.
Just as long as I'm going,
maybe somewhere together.
Well, I've got you caught.
Now it's Carolina
and tails California.
Well, girl, we gonna get out of here even if we gotta hop on a Greyhound bus. Well, we're bound to outrun all this bad luck that's following us. Honey, I've had enough singing heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere that's greener, somewhere that's warmer, in the mountains down by the ocean, where it don't matter, just as long as we're going somewhere together. Now I got a cold, it's Carolina.
It's Carolina, it's California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer, up in the mountain, down by the ocean where it don't matter,
just as long as I'm going,
maybe somewhere together.
Well, I've got you caught.
Oh, it's Carolina
and tails California.
Whoa. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Thank you.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.